Hello? Anyone home? Oh, hey, intern. Long time no see. How are you? I'm better, for sure. Did mom and dad tell you anything, or? Yeah, I figured as much. I'm sorry I wasn't returning your texts. I was in SAT rehab for a long few months now. Not that I had a lot of choice in the matter, but I guess it all worked out. No, not drugs. Other stuff. You wouldn't get it. Wait, how old are you again? No, gosh, when did that happen? You know, I remember when you were this big. I mean, what, I go off to college, get in some trouble, and now you're all grown up? Come here, I need to give you a hug. It feels so good to see you again. Where are the parenting units anyway? Well, I'm not looking forward to seeing those two, so just hoping they take their time. Why don't we sit down and you can tell me everything that I've missed? Anything interesting happen? Come on, I'm not buying the same old, same old. You have to have brought it up to something in the last couple of years. Okay, fine. I'll go first. College was going well. Made some friends. Kissed a couple of boys. Kissed a couple of girls. You know. Hey, don't look at me weird. You know I like what I like. Anyway, I got my degree in statistics. Then we took a big travel break with friends and that's when stuff happened. Long story short, I went to rehab. But now I am all better. Oh, I'm sorry, little one. I don't think Mom and Dad will let me talk to you about this stuff. What? You have a problem with the little one now? I've always called you that. Well, if you want to ditch the name, you'll have to put on something with more height and muscle, and then maybe then you'll barely reach my tits. And I'm sure you'll hit your growth spot any time soon. Wait, what was that glance? Don't nothing me. I saw your eyes moving down. Anyway, you should show me around your place. I mean, I haven't been here since you all moved. Ah, so this is your goblin cave, huh? I mean, I will say this, it smells better, way better than the last time I was in your room. And you replaced the video game posters with art. Oh, you're really growing up, aren't you? You know, I'm not surprised. It's just, you know, my baby brother's an adult now. And it's hard to see you this way. You ringing any girls yet? Okay, but you've dated some, right? None? Like, none at all? Come on, you must have, like, snuck out, gone to a movie with someone. Oh, that's so sweet. You're saving yourself. But if you don't date anyone, how will you find your soulmate you're talking about? Wait. Into guys instead, because if so, that's totally fine. Okay, gotcha. I'll keep this advice straight then. Well, how would you feel if I set you up with one of my girlfriends? I think a few of them would be delighted to be taken out to dinner by you. You sure? I promise they're cute. I mean, here, I can even show you a picture. We went for surfing just before rehab. His hair and I on the beach. And here we are at a restaurant. I mean, isn't she hot? Here, this is a shopping for clothes and... Oh, sorry. That was her in the changing room. What do you mean? We were in the changing room trying on different bikinis. Ugh, boys. No, it's never awkward between us. We've seen each other naked loads of time. I mean, you've seen girls naked before, right? Well, we weren't going to rent a two-room now, were we, if we traveled? Oh, we wasted money, so we just shared one. Sometimes it was separate beds, but usually it was just the one. She wasn't taking that much space, honestly. No, she's straight, and she's into smaller guys, so you two would... Oh. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you're small. I'm sure you're big where it counts. You know, I just meant she prefers guys that aren't too tall. Yeah, that's all. And I'm sure if you treated her right, she would go to third base with you immediately. You don't know what third base means, do you? Okay, hun, why don't you sit down here with me on your bed? I have to ask, has Mom and Dad sat you down and had the talk yet? Hey, don't get up. Stay here. I just want to talk. You know you can talk to me about anything, right? And you know. Anything. You're enough. And what does that mean exactly? Okay, knowing you put your penis in her vagina and it's not the whole picture, like at all. Like, please tell me you're joking, right? Like, you know it's more than that, right? But you've watched porn before, surely. I mean, there's all kinds of fun that happens before you poke her with your pointy end. The last guy I was with was a pro. I mean, God, I miss that man. He was in rehab too, and he'd been there for a while, and, you know, he knew where all the cameras could see us, and we just couldn't. I mean, there was this little side area I would go to, and he'd pin me against the wall, press his knee up between my legs, and it's just... Huh. No, sorry, I'm just daydreaming. So you haven't been dating anyone? I mean, there has to be at least some girl you've had a crush on. So what you're saying is, I have you all to myself. Oh, stop it. You look so flustered. I can see the blood going from your face into other places. Oh, never mind. By the way, is it hot in here for you too? Let me take off my jacket. There. It's much better. You know, in rehab, they're always kept things really cold, so we'd wear lots of fucking layers. Assholes. So now that I'm back, I think it's time I help you find that right girl to hook up with. What? Cut out your tongue? You have nothing to say. Okay, I hear you. I knew relationship was going to be scary, but let me tell you something a professional of mine told me. Later, when you look back at your life, your biggest regrets will be the things you didn't do. Okay? That's all you have to say. Okay? Dude, I'm imparting sage life advice, and you just... Oh my god, okay. You know, you're starting to actually get on my tits. No. You didn't do anything wrong, sweetheart. I should have realized, you know, a white tank top with no bra might distract a young, hormonal man like yourself. No. It's funny. You don't think you're hormonal? Then what's that poking up from between your legs there? I'm not mad. I'm flattered, if anything, but one of the best fucks I ever had was with this younger guy. With the craziest anima. Stanima? Come on, you know what that is. Like in video games where the character can only run a certain distance before slowing down. Except with sex, it's about how long a guy can keep bumping or licking. Yeah, dude. Licking, it's like one of the most important things here. Ugh, I'm tired of sitting up. Ugh, sitting up on the bus all day. Let's lay down on the pillows here. No, it's not weird. Don't look at me like that. This is normal sibling behavior. Ugh, it's better. I'm just gonna wrap my arm around your hand and pull you in close. Perfect. Just rest your head right here. Oh, it's okay, bro. Booms are like natural pillows. So, licking. It's a two-way street there, which, do you know about first? Like, what licking guys do or what girls do? It's okay, buddy. I don't mind this amorous. You know you're so cute when you're horny. Just take a deep breath and let big sister know. I think I heard you say girls. Is that right? Oh, God. Your voice gets so quiet when you're all nervous. You're like this innocent little thing. Right, licking. Well, there's a few different places. It usually starts with the more aggressive one, stealing a kiss. Like that. Oh, wow. Now you're really blushing. No. Don't leave. Stay here. I said stay. Here. There. Just don't leave. You know, it's really rude to just walk away from someone when they're trying to teach you something. Now, I'm going to show you the licking part of it. That when I kiss this time, it's going to be longer. And I want you to open your mouth. Okay? Trust me. It'll feel really good. I told you what I was going to do. Why are you being such a brat about this? It's for your own good. It's supposed to feel weird. It's your first time. That's normal. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just shh. There we go. Everything's fine. Listen, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm sorry for getting heated there. I think it's just because it's so warm. So here it is. I'm gonna slip this top off. Much better. Don't look away from me. This is a woman's body, and it's natural. See, if I squeeze here and jiggle them, there's no silicone. Do you remember what I mentioned earlier in my third race? Well, congratulations. You've already hit third base. That's when you make out with a girl. So when my tongue went in your mouth, there you go, you got it. Hey, why aren't you smiling? Why are you smiling? It's like one of those Xbox achievements, but in real life. This is a good thing. It's a good thing. I mean, you're almost a Roman now. And, well, that would be when you reach home base. But, you know, we got one step at a time. I'm not being weird. I'm not being weird, buddy. You know, I'm just trying to make the most of the time we have together. And, you know, when mom and dad come home, I'm sure they'll let me live here or see you again. Like, I don't know when it's all going to be. So why don't we just make this count? I mean, also, I already told you it's okay to look at my boobs. You know, I've always had to keep them covered up around you with mom and dad around. But it's only us two here and we can trust each other. Right? We can tell each other anything. Good. That's what I like to hear. So, are you ready to hear about second base? Here, let me take your hand. Don't pull away from me. Come here. Oh, shit. No. Hey, don't cry. Don't cry. Okay, I'm sorry. Shh. I'm sorry. But you need to listen better. I'm your older sister, and if I tell you to do something, you need to do it, okay? Here, let me wipe those tears away. Shh. Oh? It's just like tasting tears, like, it's alright. There's hormones in them, and that's what makes me a little bit wet. But don't worry, how about that, yeah? Now, be a good boy, and let me take your hand. That's right, hey. And I'm lazy, right here. And your hands feel so good on me. Now, give it a little squeeze. It's nice. You see those little things? Cool nipples. Why don't you go ahead and touch those too? Oh, they feel so good. Fuck yes. Oh, you're doing a real great job. In fact, now you're on second base. Isn't it amazing? You know, you're a real speedrunner. Now, keep your hand there and bring your face closer. Remember we talked about tasting being important? Well, you'll love how these taste. Here, I'm just going to put my hand behind your head and guide you to my other breast. So stop resisting. You know, I'm stronger than you. This is gonna happen. Just relax. It's all right. Listen, I don't know who you're calling for fucking help for. It's just us here and the 10 acres in every fucking direction. Now, do I need to slap you again? Or are you gonna stay still and do what I fucking say? Very smart, very smart. Okay, now let me guide you. That's right. Oh, wait, dude. Hey, you can't keep your lips closed. Open them. Use your tongue and taste me, you little shit. I want to feel your tongue around my nipple, sucking on it. You know, I really didn't want to come to this. No, I have to choke you. Oh, does that hurt? I bet it did. See, that's what happens when you don't listen the first time. So just do what I say, and it'll be fun, okay? And I don't want to hurt you, bro, but my pussy is fucking throbbing, and you're too innocent to leave me. So just come here and suck on my tits. Oh, right fucking there. Oh, that's exactly what I asked for. This isn't so hard, is it? Oh, suck your tongue. Sorry, suck your tongue. Perfect. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, that's amazing. You know, you're really gonna make some girl happy one day. And then you're gonna thank me. Oh, thank you for teaching you. Switch to the other one. That's right. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you're such a good little brother. Oh, yeah, that's gonna keep going now. And I'm gonna just zip these pants. Why did you? Hey. I didn't say stop. Whatever. I have some other plans for that mouth anyway. You see this? See my legs? That's your Minx sister's pussy. And it's all left for you. What's that look for? You should be happy. I'm giving you a gift here. Something you've never had before. Now go ahead and touch it. I know you're uncomfortable. And we already talked about that. It's normal. Everyone's scared of their first time. But you're obviously excited, and I can see it in your hands. In fact, I think it's time you lost the man's. Come here, little one. There. You know, I don't know why you're making this really difficult. But now, move your hands away. I don't assume you've been hiding from me this whole time. Nice cock, bro. You know, I have no idea why you're being so shy about this. It's a nice shape, and that vein going from here around the side looks fucking delicious. Wait. What was that you said? Small. Oh. Dude, just no. I don't even want to use the word average. This is a normal dick. Trust me, I've seen a lot. We have it all. No, hey, okay, I'll be sweet again. Baby, no. Look. I did the math at school one time, so here's the real data. There are 5.5 billion people with internet in the world. When you take out women and kids and round down, it's like 2 billion men with all kinds of dicks and sizes. Now, if you just take the top 1% of top one of those, there's 2 million guys hung like horses. Now, those are the ones that get big on porn sites, and very few women actually want something like that. Yeah, bro. I'm serious. 99.9% of guys are not swinging salami. And the ladies like them fine. Just like me. I like your cock because it's attached to you, my little brother. So here, I'm just gonna hold it for a second, okay? Oh, see, doesn't that feel nice? You can't even speak. And that's okay. Why don't you just rest your head against the pillow? Mm-hmm. Let me make you feel good, my dearest, precious little brother. Here, I make this even better. Oh, Oh, I found a jump at that. You know, I feel so special being the first one to touch you. Virgins are my favorite. And the little moons you let out are just so...
You're close? What do you mean you're close? We just started.
Fine. We can do something else when your dick calms down. No. Stay right there. Laying down. I'm just gonna crawl up here. Like this. Stop putting your hands in my way. I said, stop. See, why did you make me do that? You're being so difficult about this. Now put your fucking arms down next time. I'm gonna break your nose, you little shit. There. Now, I'm gonna sit back on your chest so I can show you what you'll be doing. Here. I'll use my fingers to spread myself. Oop. I think I spilled some juices on you. I'm sorry about that, but it's gonna get a lot messier before this is done. So this, here, at the top, is my clit. It's very sensitive, and you should pay it a lot of attention with your tongue. Below is my urethra, which is where I squirt from if you do a good enough job.
Your job?
Well, obviously you're gonna eat me out, silly. I'm just trying to let you see what you'll be tasting soon. I told you before, taste is really important. And if you can't hold your cum long enough for me to even rub your fucking cock, then you need to be skilled with that tongue. No excuses.
Hey, lay the fuck back down. Listen to me, you fat little bitch.
You see how I have one hand on your elbow and your forearm over the bed? If I wrench hard, I'll pop your arm out of your socket and then take what I want while you're banging in pain. Is that what you want?
Hey,
I said, is that what you want? No? No? Was that a blubbering no I heard over those tears? Good. Now listen. The next time you try and get out from under me, I'll make sure I hurt you for the rest of your fucking life. Cry if you want, but listen to what I'm saying. This is my vagina. When you're not liking my clit, you should be pressing your tongue up hard and in here. Now hold still while I press it against your face. Now, I don't like being scary with you, so open your mouth. Good. Use your tongue. Oh, fuck yes. See, that's what I've been craving for. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes, right there. It's like you're starving. See, it's exactly what I wanted. Don't stop. Don't change anything. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Wait. I can't match again. Oh, fuck. Now you're getting into it, dearest brother. That tongue of yours was made for me. So congrats. You rounded third base. Get up. What are you talking about? We're almost there. Now the third base is home. This fucking dweeb. Keep laying down there. And scooch back to your lower stiffer half. Now, with a different guy, this is where I'd maybe suck your cock or strike you a little more, but I can't risk you getting off early. Why? Because when it comes to virgins, my absolute favorite thing is feeling just them come in me. Watching their face scrunch up as I pull every drop of their seed into me. I mean, fuck, it makes me really fucking wet. And I can't wait to see cum squeezing from your cock inside me. I'm gonna fuck you now, baby brother. I'm gonna just lure myself up. Line up with your tip. It's already oozing pre-cum. It's adorable. There. Do you feel it? How warm and wet the tip is. What do you mean you're not ready?
How can you not be ready? I just spent the last 20 fucking minutes getting you ready. You know, I swear with you younger guys, you're just so squeamish. In fact, guys like you are exactly why I'm forced to be sat in fucking rehab, lying about what I did, saying I raped them, and like, fucking boo-hoo. What rehab? Sat. Sex addiction treatment. Honey, basically, society says I'm not allowed to be what I am deep down, but luckily, the doctors I had there were lonely, so I got him to just let me on an exchange for some special time in his office. Nope, no more questions. Over. Now, it's time for you to look me in your eyes as I just... Oh, fuck. Yes. See, that's the face. That's the fuck. Don't look away from me. That's the face.
Oh, I want to see that innocently of your pathetic little body. Oh, Helen doesn't know I'm taking something you'll never get back. It's mine. All fucking mine. Oh, you know what? I think I can feel that vein in your dick throbbing. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I love how you feel and how you look at me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let me taste those tears. Ow. Ow. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good shit right there. Oh, you know the only thing better than that? I had to come first. So I'm gonna go a bit harder, okay? And don't hold back. I want you to let it all out, okay? I want you to let it all out come for me. I want you to come for me. I want to feel you let it go inside me. I want you to coat my fucking walls and I want to feel it. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel that bump. Oh, fuck, that was good. I can fire and come kind of my insides. Oh, you did so well. Oh, you made it on base. Oh, you should be so fucking happy. Oh, get off. No, why would I get off? You know, I already told you the best part is after you come. Now I get to use your cum fully for my next orgasm. Oh, it's so comfortable for you. Well, that's the best part. It isn't fucking for you. Oh, you better beg me to fucking stop. Well, I use your cock for my own personal toy. It's perfect. Fuck. Oh, even more tears. Yes, yes, yes. Beg me more. Beg me and tell me how much it hurts. Yeah? Fuck yes. Oh, I'm so hard. Yeah, more tears. Oh, I fucking love it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And by the way, if you ever tell anyone about this, I know where you sleep, and I have friends on the outside. You tell anyone anything, and I'll have some of my big friends come by, and they are far less gentle than me. Sweet dreams, bro. Mm-hmm.